This episode of Trophy Horrors is brought to you in part by Play31.net. Play31.net offers single tables, speed, sit and go tournaments, and regularly scheduled multi-table freeze-out tournaments with hundreds of players. Make sure to use code 1212 when registering. That's Play31.net.
I like out. Put the trophies up, it's another episode. I told you long time ago, we about to explode. See, with something mean was supposed to be, we believe. But I told that be so awesome and that down it be amazing. But enough about me, guess we all played the part to make it this far. But honestly, when it wasn't for the fans, it would've been canned a long time ago. Bio, born on SG, grew up on CDP. City mood, I didn't got it wrong, we call it PG. Where the M, I don't blame us for the violence in your household. Be home.
Trophy whores.
What up, though, people? Yes, right. You hear my voice again. That means I'm the host once more again, Donnie D, and the other 3-4 horsemen.
Oh my God, it's Donnie.
You got to get this show started with trophy count. Matter of fact, no, my bad. Let's get the show started with how you guys doing. You guys thought I was bluffing, but as you can see, I'm ready to go.
Introduce us?
I just asked how you guys are doing. I just said we wasn't going
to
do it.
I think it would have been really interesting to see Donnie try to do a solo show.
Oh, I was already prepared for the solo show because evidently Tricky think I'm a joke.
You know, I don't think you're a joke. I know you're a joke.
Well, how you guys doing anyway?
I'm all right. This is actually, Donnie kept his word. We're actually starting on time, which never happens. So Donnie's off to a good start.
Because I'm trying to get us all started every week at 4 or whatever time we say we want to start. I try to get us all started. That's not the unprofessional person, I'm not going to say Tricky's name, that waits till we say record, let me go smoke.
Hey. I'm the professional glue that keeps this show together.
A data file has been sent to your comlink.
Although
that's real professional.
Yeah,
you had to mean to do that. Like, there's no way that just happened by chance.
It did. I just picked up my phone to see if I had any voicemails or any emails, and all of a sudden, Donnie's emails for his tweets just came through.
Well, let's start off with trophy counts, as we always do.
You're
on
every show.
You're
definitely not going to introduce us, are you?
Well, we've all talked. They all know we're here.
Yeah, we are here. We don't need introductions. I'm the only one that needs introductions right now.
This is gonna be a train wreck of a show. I can see it.
Yeah.
So it's always turned out to be the best.
Because
you know you can't look away from a train wreck.
Well, you're not looking at this. You're listening to it. So
either way, you can't look away or stop listening.
Alice, what's your own trophy count?
My trophy count is, whoa, throwing me a curveball there, Donnie. I didn't expect that. Level 22, total trophy count is 4,129, which means I gained 10 more trophies over the past week. And my platinum count is 45 platinums in 44 games.
All right, and Alice, right now, say, hey, people.
Hey, people.
Okay, go your first introduction, Tricky. Yield.
I am a level 18 with a trophy count of 2,858. And a platinum count of 33.
Awesome, awesome. You'll say hi, peoples.
Hi, peoples!
Tricky.
I am level 25, total trophies of 5,458, plat count of 36.
Awesome, awesome. Tricky say, what up, doe?
What up, doe?
That's the only time you can use some Detroit slang.
What up, though, peoples?
I am level 25. Trophy count is 4,503, and plat is still 68.
How's that Vanquished Platinum coming?
It's coming along. I was Ashley when I woke up this morning. The wifey was gone. So
you were Ashley?
I was Ashley for a second, but then the wife woke me up.
Ashley sounds hot.
Yeah.
Ashley be on the show?
I was hot. I was feeling hot.
She can replace Tricky.
That name is banned from this show.
But I'm kind of moving. I moved myself into what are we playing. I was playing some Vanquish this morning when I found out I was left alone by the wifey. So I was like, sweet. I get me some gameplay in before she get back. And I'm on mission 4 on the challenges. And I was about to finish. And then she knocked on the door and I died.
That was just mere coincidence, though, right?
Yeah, I guess you can say that.
I don't know what that says. Like, as soon as Lakira is around, you die.
Like, happy Mother's Day to her.
Exactly. Exactly. So, going in the order I already started, Alice, what have you been playing?
So, right after I think it was last Monday, maybe, but it was last Sunday, after we finished the show, I got my BioShock Infinite Platinum, and, Tricky Mick sent me a message on PSN, and he's like, oh, that's no big deal, that's an easy plat. Well, you know what, if it's so easy, Tricky Mick, why don't you get the BioShock Infinite Platinum?
Yeah, how are you going to say anything an easy plat when you don't have it?
Because I've heard it's an easy plat to get.
You can't. Oh, you're going off what you hear, Tricky. You're going off what other people say, Tricky.
So that's your challenge, Alex, is I have to get the BioShock plat?
BioShock Infinite Platinum, yes.
Is there a time period on this, or do I
There is not a time period on this. All Hopefully right. before we're all dead.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to set, like, any, like, a week or a month. No, you can take as long as you want to get it. But you need to get it, because I'm not so sure that you can get it.
All right, so let me throw the challenge out here. You ready?
Wait a minute. You can't juggle BioShock and Vanquish at the same time. That just ain't gonna happen, partner. That just ain't gonna happen.
All right. Well, Alex, you're challenging me to get the BioShock plat, right?
Hold on. Time out. Why are you challenging me? You're the one that said that BioShock is easy to get.
Because I'm gonna call your bluff. You're saying that you don't think that I can obtain the BioShock Infinite Platinum, correct?
That's correct.
Without getting motion sickness.
If I was to get that platinum, then you would have to do something for me. Is that fair?
Uh-oh, this is the mob showing.
All right, okay, hold on. But if you don't, then you have to do something for me.
Well, that's why I asked you if there was a time limit on this, because are we saying by episode 200 I have to have it?
Oh, that's way too long.
I mean, I was just going to say for pride's
sake. That's a year,
sake,
man. That's a year away.
I was going to say for pride's sake that you have to. But if you're going to make me do something, you know, then yes, we're going to put a time limit. It's not going to be episode 200. It's going to be sooner than that.
I was about to say, why we got to wait a year for you all to
right,
get this
so,
flat?
No, well, I was just throwing out a marquee number. I wasn't
that's
saying.
That's a big marquee number, dude.
Well, yeah, 200 episodes is a marquee number. 202 is going to be our final show, as I said. We're just going to get to the point where we can beat SG Blue, and then we're going to retire.
Well, okay. Well, Tricky, do you accept? I mean, I thought for a second there you were going to challenge me to platinum a game.
I was.
What's the game?
Oh, no. We got to work out the details first. Then I'm going to tell you the game.
I'm not. You know what? No, hold on. It depends on what game it is, because if you're going to sit here and give me Hannah Montana, I'm not fucking doing it.
That's exactly what I was going to give you.
I'm not fucking doing it.
I was going to say, if I can get the BioShock Infinite Platinum, you have to go out and get the Hannah Montana
Tricky,
Platinum.
Tricky, that's an easy platinum.
First of all, I am not going to have that on my profile so that everyone thinks I'm a fucking pedophile.
That's nothing to do with being a pedophile.
I didn't know people thinking that of me. I thought it was only Tricky they thought of like that.
No, just Tricky. I mean, you got kids, Donnie, so, well, Tricky's got kids too.
So I got kids too.
But
no,
but,
you know, he said I got kids. You got kid.
But well, I got
I got kids too. I got my 5-year-old daughter and I got Donnie. That's my kids.
But see,
you got another.
I don't got kids, so it's not okay for me to play that game. I don't even want to play that game.
You have to get your niece over to the house to watch you play it. Then it account for something.
So yeah, that's my challenge. You can take as much time as you need.
All right, I will get the BioShock Infinite Platinum.
I just want you to prove me wrong, Tricky.
And then I'm gonna get the Vanquish Platinum.
Whenever you get it.
I have both games for free, so I can work on them.
Continue, Alex.
So I've gone back and I'm trying before I play any new games. I want to try to after our discussion last week where we talked about our trophy stats and how many games we've completed or like a completion percentage overall. I want to go back and get greater completion percentages on my games. Got kind of a little bit of a bummer last night when I saw that The Last of Us the DLC instead of now 100% in The Last of Us, I'm down to 69% because they the grounded DLC. Damn you. Most other games, like the Uncharted games, like Uncharted 3, I've only got 51% completion, even though I've got the Platinum, because all of the DLC, like the multiplayer trophies they added. I'm okay with that, but The Last of Us, like, that and Bioshock Infinite, I want to have as many trophies as there. I want to be as complete with those as possible, because they're two of my favorite games ever, and they just have to come out in the past year, and so I just want to complete those as much as possible. So going from 100 to 69, it's kind of a bummer. So I've been going back and playing, some more Sonic and Sega All-Stars Racing Transformed. I think I've said that title like five different ways in like the 5 weeks that I've mentioned it. I went back to play some Dyad, really, really hard. It's taking me at least like 30 minutes per trophy to get one. And I've heard that the game's really short, but it takes a lot of time, like sometimes hours to finish one trophy level. And sometimes trophy levels can be like less than a minute. So you gotta play them over and over again. After Bioshock Infinite, I went back to Sega Sonic All-Stars Racing Transformed and Dyad, and I'm thinking about getting the Grounded DLC just because I want to get back to up to 100% The Last of Us. And I know that sucks. Mm-mm. I know Johnny's going to tell me no. Mm-mm. 69%, it's below 70. I cannot stand that.
But no one will complain about 69. Just saying.
I understand that's a high D. That's a high D right there. In grades, but
what the hell is a high D?
High D.
That's a D plus. A D plus.
I got you, Donnie.
Oh, D.
I got you.
I thought he was trying to make like a high definition reference. I'm like, what the hell is he talking about?
No, I said in grades. I said that's a high D in grades.
But I do want to find out.
Tricky's been out of school for such a long time. He forgot how the grading system worked.
No. I thought you were making like a high definition joke when you said high D.
He is like 200 the way years you, old. So yeah, he has been out for a while.
Did they have grades back
in Tricky? Did they have grades back in the Civil War?
You know, it's funny now because Donnie's making that reference, but they don't even use A, B, C, D in school anymore. They use 1, 2, 3, or 4.
They do use grades in school.
See, well, hold on. When I was younger, when I was in elementary school, they used Satisfactory.
Unsatisfactory.
And I can't remember the other one.
I don't know either.
What was the middle one? Unsatisfactory.
Wasn't it like N needs improvement? It wasn't N, but it was something that means needs improvement. It was like I or something.
Well, here's something weird. When I was in elementary and middle school, we had A, B, C, D, and F.
They did? I thought it was like one rock, two rock, three rocks.
And then when I went to high school down in Virginia, we had A, B, C, D, and E. They changed E and F, and I never understood that now. Now my daughter's in kindergarten, and there are no letter grades. It's either a 1, 2, 3, or 4.
There are. They have P or E's. E is for exceptional. P is for passing. D is for development.
That's got to be a Detroit thing. And I'm not saying that as in like an insult or nothing, but I think different regions have different scales now.
Okay, well, yeah, they have grades still going on. But as moving on with the show, yeah, what were you playing?
Well, you'd think since I was off a week that I would have been playing like a ton of games, but I haven't. Besides my iOS games, you know, Snoopy's Candy Factory, Simpsons Tap Out, Pocket Trains, the only other thing I've really been playing is I jumped into my backlog of games and I started with Force Unleashed 2. And that's really all I've been playing. I went through the challenges once, and now I'm ready to go into my second playthrough, heading towards the platinum.
But that story doesn't exist anymore.
The word challenges, man.
You know, I'm in a way, I'm fine with the Force Unleashed story not really counting. I mean, I was just making the joke.
I played
through the second one, and they could have really not made the game. They could have just lived with the first one, but don't get me started on that.
Well,
good. Tricky.
We also made the reference last week, Yield, that you missed Star Wars Day.
I did miss Star Wars Day. I mean, not like physically. I was there, but not recording.
Yes.
He was in the forest in his own way.
I was meditating in the force.
The force was strong in this one.
With me, it was.
With me, it was. Tricky, what would you play? What have you been playing?
I've been playing a little bit of Final Fantasy 14.
I'm sorry.
Why?
It's actually. I'm not gonna say it's an amazing MMO because I just got started with it, but I am having some fun with it. and the ability
to... How?
Donnie, you don't like MMOs, so I can't explain it to you.
See, this just goes to show you, Tricky can't play games.
Why can't I play games?
Because you said an MMO is fun.
You don't like MMOs?
You know, I'm going to say...
I'm like Donnie,
I've never played
an MMO.
I have played
Tricky,
an MMO.
I'm
going
to say for a moment, you said that you can't explain it to Donnie because he doesn't like MMOs. I think that the best person to explain a game is one who can make someone who doesn't like MMOs like MMOs.
No. I can explain an MMO to Donnie.
Oh, I know what an MMO is.
The problem with Donnie, and our listeners can back me up on this, is if Donnie doesn't like something, there's no convincing him to like it.
Exactly, because I experienced it. I know what an MMO is. I played MMOs before.
Which MMOs have you played other than DCUO?
I played DCUO. Free Realms craps.
Crap.
And I actually played some Final Fantasy, and I don't like any of them.
Wait, you played Final Fantasy 11?
I played 7, the one that everybody is hoorahs about.
That's not an MMO. 7 is not an MMO. 7 was an RPG.
Okay, my bad. I get them so confusedly because they both equally whack.
They're not equally whack.
What else have you been playing?
I've been playing Stealth Inc.
How is that?
I like it. It's really challenging. It gets your brain working to try to solve the puzzles. I'm loving it.
When did you visit the Oz? You got a brain?
That was a whack joke, Donnie.
Well played, Donnie. Well played.
And I think that's it. That's all I played, other than Marvel Facebook.
Okay, awesome. Before we
that's your pocket trains, Marvel Facebook. Like, you've played that game since like 2 years now. Like, what else can there be to do?
Oh, it's nonstop. Like right now, the PvP season's about to end. And I'm about to unlock. Oh, hold on.
Cyclops?
No, I already have Cyclops. I got him up to level 14.
Wolverine?
God, get out of there.
Lady Deathstrike?
I've got Jubilee.
Oh, so I forgot all about her.
Rocket Raccoon, who's I'm about to unlock in one day.
Wait a minute. Since he was on the S-Man?
He's a Marvel.
Oh, you said a Marvel Facebook.
Right.
I'm thinking.
I'm also about to unlock Taskmaster. Who else is the other one? Hogan? Yeah, Hogan.
Who the fuck are these people? Rocky the Raccoon? Is that like...
Are we
a Rocky and Bullwinkle? What is this nonsense?
Guardians of the Galaxy. Hogan is one of the Asgard... Lady Sif in the Warriors 3. He's one of them. Taskmaster, I'm not exactly where he comes from, but just last month I unlocked Falcon from the
Blue Falcon
Soldier War.
And Dino Mutt?
Captain Falcon from Nintendo? F-Zero?
No.
Dino Mutt.
And I got Iceman, the Apocalypse Iceman, Agent Venom. I could do a whole podcast on this game. It's a great
game. Yeah, let's not. Before we move into what our actual topic is, I just want to bring up the whole... Trigger had mentioned something about the whole free PlayStation Plus 100% thing. And going back to what we talked about last week about that Drive Club crap. I'm not going to say crap. I'm just going to say Drive Club.
I told you so, bitches.
Where the interior smells oh so good, according to them.
I just want to hear you say, Donnie, I was right.
I'm not even about to get into that. I'm about to get into the whole point of... You needing plus?
No, you don't. They updated it.
They updated it.
Yes, that's
why I was about to bring it up. Glad you say they updated it. Because before what I was about to say before he interrupted me with the update is that you needed plus to actually play the whole game, even after you buy the full version. So you play it, you get the free version. You play, you get to a certain point, you can't go any further. You buy the full version, and you will still, once your subscription stops, even though you bought it, you still can't play it because it's connected to your Plus. Why? I don't know.
Okay,
was stupid.
What happened was they announced that you were only going to get one track, 10 cars, and something else. and then for $45.
Wait, hold on. Wasn't it 10 tracks? It was like 10. It's like one fifth of the cars and one fifth of the tracks.
I think it was 10. Oh, wait. It might have been one country, 10 tracks, 10 cars.
Yeah, one country. That's
you, and you got all the game modes, but like one fifth of the tracks, one fifth of the cars.
Yeah. Right. And then for $45, you can unlock everything else.
49.
No, it was 45, I thought.
Okay, in the 40s.
Okay, either way, however much it was. And they said that with PlayStation Plus, you can unlock it for, you know, in the 40s, and that once your PlayStation Plus subscription ended, you lost access to the game. Which, initially, as soon as I read that, I knew that was wrong. Because there's no way that, there has never been a time where you bought something on a discount with Plus, and then it locked when your subscription ended.
No, that was the whole, the whole point of Plus. If you paid for it, it was yours,
it was yours.
What price point they gave it to you as. Now, if they gave it to you for free, that was how they could lock it out.
Right. So, a couple of days later, everybody was bitching and moaning about, what the fuck, I'm paying $45 for the game, and now I can't keep my game. And Sony came back and said, no, you know, they said they updated their thing to make the people happy, but in reality, whoever just did the press release fucked up by saying that.
Yeah, but can I gonna say why? Because by you saying you updated, meaning that was your intentions. By you saying the word,
because it's their way of saying, oh well, we listen to the fans. No. We're giving the fans what they want.
Okay, but still, no matter how you say it, Tricky, or try to justify what they're saying, yeah, they fix the problem. Well, so they say they fix the problem, but by them saying, using the word update. Meaning that if people didn't cry about it like most of these gamers probably did, like you say they did, if they didn't cry about it, you was going to be locked out of your game.
No.
You just said you updated. Updated mean that was their intention to lock you out of the game, but
no,
they updated it so they won't lock you out the game now.
No. What the press release, the digital press release, was a fuck-up. They spun it by saying because people complained, we're changing it. If people really
changing and updating.
Can I finish what I'm saying? If nobody bitched and moaned, they would have came out and said, no, we fucked up. It was not supposed to read this way. They spun it in a way to make it seem like they're trying to be the nice guys. But in reality, they fucked up.
Okay. In reality, it still looks like they would have just left it alone by locking you out because they used the word update, just like they do with every game. Oh, this is jacked up. Let's update it.
Let's
patch it in.
Let's move on to the first topic.
Thank you. Yeah, because I'm always right anyway. I'm always right.
You're wrong. But let's go.
Yeah. Moving on to some Last of Us, some DLC that I don't care about, like Alice mentioned earlier. Last of Us is getting another multiplayer pack. 4 locations, new weapons, and new loadout perks. That's all need to be said about Lou.
No, there's something else you got to talk about.
What is it?
The new difficulty.
Okay, new difficulty. But that's not for multiplayer. I mean, that's not for the single player, isn't it?
That is for single player.
Okay, all right. He just updated
the press release.
The topic.
God, Donnie, you're
he just updated the press release. That's all need to be said about Lou. The T is silent in the acronym.
There is a new difficulty above Survivor called Grounded. Your enemies are a lot smarter. They pick up on things a lot better. It's basically Survivor 2. It makes everything difficult to you. Also, I don't believe I'm doing this.
I mean, what? Is Naughty Dog, now that they all become Japanese developers, they have to have some ridiculous, impossible game mode for us to beat?
Well, they said that any true gamer, that any true dedicated Last of Us fans will be wanting to get this trophy to prove how good they are in the game.
Oh, good. They're adding another.
It's also.
So it's another platinum.
So wait a minute. Hold on. So this is their version of giving us story DLC.
They're not giving us story DLC. They're giving us a harder difficulty.
I just said
also,
this is their version of giving us story. I didn't say it was giving us story.
Also, it was announced that for the PlayStation 4 version, not only will Grounded be one of the difficulties that's included in the game, but they also announced for the PlayStation 4 version that all difficulties will be unlocked at the start. You do not have to beat it once to unlock Survivor.
Sweet. Thanks for the update.
That's why I'm here, Donnie. I'm the one true host.
All right, moving on, keeping it moving with some Walking Dead news. Apparently, we've been waiting for this for 2 months. Episode 3 being the store Tuesday, May 13th. This whole 2 month thing is technically right, but it's kind of like unnecessary for them to say that. Because we did get episode 2 last month, like we're supposed to get it every month. But I just felt it was kind of like redundant for them to say. Apparently, we've been waiting for this for 2 months. I didn't care for that. But that's just some news right there.
I do believe we have been waiting 2 months for episode 3.
If you listen to me, I said technically, yeah, but it was unnecessary for them to say that.
You just said we got episode 2 last month.
Last month. Yeah, we had to wait last month for episode 2 and now this month for episode 3. So technically, yeah, 2 months, but it was still unnecessary for them to say that because they said it like we had to wait. Like, we got episode 2 last month, and then 2 months later...
I'm just going to go sit in the corner, Donnie.
Yes, please. All right,
hold on. Donnie, I hate to stop you, but I have not played The Walking Dead Season 2.
Neither have I.
How
Why?
Is it?
Neither
Why?
Have I.
Because I haven't played it yet. Why? I bought the Season Pass when Plus had it on sale a while back, because it was, like, half off. I haven't played it yet, because I'm waiting for either right before 5 comes out, or when 4 comes out, and then I'm going to sit through it, I'm going to play it. I like to play all the episodes back to back. I don't want to play through an episode and then sit for 2 months. I want to just roll right into the next one.
That's exactly why I'm waiting to play
it. You're sitting for a month.
So since 3 will come out, I'll download it, I'll add it to my system, I'll wait until either 4 comes out, or when they say, hey, 5's going to be out in 2 weeks, or in a week. Alright, you know what? I'll start playing them now.
However way you play it, you know, I like to play mine because I'm always searching for a new story and I like it. But it's all good. As long as you get your hands on it, it's you okay my book.
Yeah, and I will say that if you play the episodes as they come out, it gives it time to build anticipation. So you're not just playing one after the other.
I just like to play it because I love the story and I'm a Walking Dead fan.
How was Survival Instinct?
Survival, oh, except for that type of Walking Dead.
The Activision developed Walking Dead.
Yeah, that Walking Dead, they named it right because you gotta survive the game.
Shoot it in the fucking head. Shoot it in the head.
Bury it in the New Mexico desert.
Except don't let nobody find it. Don't let Microsoft find it.
Don't let Microsoft find it. Even your digital copies, bury them. But moving on to some Metal Gear news, a fan of Metal Gear sent a question to Kojima Productions asking, why cast Troy Baker as Ocelot? Why? I don't know why. The assistant producer, Sean Eystone, responded by saying, in a nutshell, we wanted this actor in particular. Is that straightforward enough for you, fan? He also stated some stuff about stuff.
I like that. I like that.
Stuff about stuff. Basically, they got the guy who played, what's the guy from, I'm terrible with names, people, if you don't know already. The lead guy in Last of Us.
Joel.
He is Troy Baker. That's who played him, and then got him.
Booker DeWitt in BioShock Infinite.
He also played Joker.
Okay, well, the guy played a number Two-Face. Of people. We know that
he also played Destin in Infamous.
We know that the guy who plays Nathaniel is not getting all the work now.
He's like the new Nolan North.
Yeah.
What? Yeah, I was Nolan gonna say North. Nathaniel. Who the hell's Nathaniel?
Nathaniel Nate. I mean
Nolan
Nathaniel.
North.
I said the guy who plays Nathaniel. I didn't say call him by his real name. Dang it, Tricky.
Oh my god, this is a train wreck.
It's not a train wreck. You just gotta say something about
womp,
something.
Womp womp womp
womp womp womp womp, womp Tricky womp womp muck Trump womp. Anyway, yeah, that's basically what he's saying. We want this guy as Ocelot just because we think he's a good actor. That's basically what he's saying.
They also need him because they need to do facial capture.
Yeah, just like every other actor that, that they cast to do facial capture.
I understand what they're saying, but I mean, they
could have got anybody. Yeah, everybody who does video game does facial capture. Yeah. But I do like the guy. He's a good actor. He played the heck out of Joel. I like him. He played the heck out of the Joker. I like him. So I don't see no problem with him. At least unless they try to put his face on Ocelot, then we might have an issue. But anyway it goes, he might act the guy out. He never played Ocelot before. He might be a good Ocelot. I hope he sounds better than Snake, the naked one.
Well, they said the main reason why they took Troy Baker is because
they wanted him in particular.
Well, they were looking for an a little bit older Ocelot, you know, a little older than what he was in Metal Gear Solid 3.
That's the womp womp. We don't care about that.
No, that's important to the story.
How is that important, Tricky?
But you can use the same person because your voice really doesn't change the older you get. I mean, I see their point. It's a legitimate point, but if you think about it, a person's voice really doesn't change unless they went like, you know, teenager Ocelot, and then all of a sudden he's...
I grant you that, but Ocelot's previously been voiced by two different two different people.
He was much younger in 3, and he was much older in part 1, so...
Right, that's why they're saying they're using the balance, because the two actors' names were Patrick Zimmerman and Josh Keaton. I don't know which one did what, but the fact that they, you know, one was significantly older than the other one warranted them using a different voice actor. Now, this time, with the facial capture of Troy Baker, they're looking for a balance in the middle, and I guess they're trying to get the voice to supply that with it.
Okay. Fan who sent this in, basically, Ocelot went through puberty. Moving on.
Oh, my God.
That's basically what you just saying, Tricky. That's basically what you just said. Even though he had to say that in the story, but that's why I put the womp-womp in it, because it wasn't really necessary. But
listen, it may not be necessary to you, but, you know, there's listeners out there that listen to our show that want that information.
No, they want Donnie's womp-womp.
Yeah, they want Donnie's womp-womp? All right, Donnie, give him another womp-womp. Charlie Brown's teacher in this motherfucker.
All right, we're keeping the show moving with some Destiny news. Bungie will release a beta version of Destiny.
Bungie.
I say a Bungie. Yeah. I'm thinking of Bon Jovi.
Bungie with an O.
I'm putting Bon Jovi together in one.
Bungie is a subsidy of Bungie.
My bad. Destiny. Bungie.
Hold on a second. Donnie, what game did Bungie make before this?
Talking to me?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Halo.
Oh, well, that's the reason why I don't think to know.
Oh, help me out, Donnie. They made Halo.
Yeah, okay. They made
Halo.
That's
why Destiny looks a lot like Halo.
Okay.
He said okay.
Okay. Halo. I didn't want to get into that. But
this is Bungie Destiny Halo.
Bungie will release a beta version of Destiny in July. The people who pre-ordered the Station 3 and 4 version will get a crack at it first. And no, people, there will not be any transfers over from your Xbox to Station. You silly gamers with your stupid questions.
Can we go back to calling them Bungie?
Yes. Bungie will affect...
That's so much more fun than Bungie.
Aren't they owned by... Are they owned by EA? Or are they standalone?
They're standalone, I believe. Because they had to sell the Halo franchise to Microsoft... Or no, Microsoft owned the Halo franchise. They couldn't take Halo with them when they decided they were going to go multi-console.
Bungie was a Microsoft studio. They left... And now they're an independent studio, but Destiny is being published by Activision, not EA.
Okay. I was going to say, because EA would have shut them down and renamed them Bungie.
You know, this may get some hate from a lot of people, but Bungie, despite how talented they are, they have the lamest video game names ever. Halo, Destiny, what's next? Fate, good,
Fate.
Evil.
Oh, heaven, yeah, they do Fable, don't they?
Picnic.
Picnic. Picnic baskets.
Oh, you almost say picnic.
No, I didn't say that.
I didn't hear nothing from Tricky. He must be used to it.
Tricky's
now.
Got... God, I didn't think Tricky could smoke during we were recording. Exactly. I thought Tricky gave up smoking.
Tricky did give up smoking, but Donnie stressed the hell out of Tricky, so Tricky had to go smoke a cigarette so he doesn't come to Detroit and kill Donnie.
Anyway, before we end the show, Tricky's got something.
Before we do that, we have to answer the question from last week.
What was the question last week? I wasn't here.
Alex, would you kindly remind us? And our
so my question was, if you could rename a video game series, what would you rename it?
And Donnie, refresh the listeners what your answer was.
I said I would name Grand Theft Auto True Crimes. But just crimes. Even though, yes, it does sound bland, like Alex mentioned last week. This sounds bland. You're right. But I also mentioned that back when these games were created, these were like some great names for these games. Grand Theft Auto, back when it was created the first time, it was about stealing cars and making a getaway. Now, it's just about committing crimes all the time. It doesn't really care about the cars. You know, the car's just there for you to make your getaway for whatever you just did. So, I just said I would call it crimes. Matter of fact, I would put just crimes in front of me. You know, like
we call them that, let's call it misdemeanor and felony. Jail time.
Jail time. No, you can't say jail time because the cops don't care about arresting people. They just
We call it prison.
You know, all week I've been thinking about your question, Alex, and I could not come up with anything other than a joke answer.
All right, what is it? Mine are joke answers.
I was going to say we should rename Darksiders to the Four Horsemen.
What?
Nah. I just say rename Darksiders to...
It was a joke, Donnie.
Rename Darksiders to just canceled.
Cool.
No, Darksiders was a good game.
Rename it to EA's out of business. THQ's out of business. Yeah, rename it to THQ's out of business.
I would even accept Darksiders being renamed to Only Tricky Liked It.
Yeah. You know what? I like Darksiders. I like Darksiders 2, I did not like very much, but I like Darksiders 1 very much. You know what? Going off that, we can rename it Deadsiders.
No!
Alright, Yield, I know you're on the spot. You have an answer?
No, because I'm not really good at renaming things. I guess you could rename the Assassin's Creed Yearly Disappointments.
Alright, Donnie, give us the question for next...
Hold on. Didn't I get to say what I came up with?
I'm sorry, Alex. I thought you gave an answer already.
So, along the lines of, it's not as good as Deadsiders, but
that was a good one.
Along the lines, I thought, whenever I see anything by Ubisoft now, I can't think of anything except Assassin's Creed. So, I see Watch Dogs, and everyone looks like a bunch of bandits, so I always think Bandits Creed.
Bandit
Creed.
And then Devil May Cry should be renamed to Nephilim Don't Fuck Around.
What?
Do you have any more?
Not really. Any Transformers game? I think any Transformers game should be renamed to Megatron's Dance Party. That was the name of my band in every Rock Band game, and I love that name. So Megatron's Dance Party should be the name of every single Transformers
game. Megatron's Dance Party.
the whole metal Devil May Cry thing, I always wanted the name. The name sounds pretty cool. I like the name Devil May Cry, but a devil never really cried in that game other than Dante himself. He's a devil, and he cried.
Well, he's a Nephilim. He's a demon and a...
No, he's not a Nephilim. He's a freaking...
He's a Nephilopolis.
...in human.
According to Ninja Theory, he's a Nephilim.
Skip
his parents.
Whatever.
One parent was a demon, the other one was an angel. He's Nephilim.
Skip Ninja Theory on this tip. He's not an angel demon. He's a demon human.
I'm going with the Ninja Theory canon, because Ninja Theory made Enslaved Odyssey to the West, and I haven't played the Capcom Devil May Cry, so I don't care about what they have to say.
Well, snap!
Wait, that's That's something that Capcom kind of got right.
What's Capcom doing lately, huh? Dead Rising? The game?
Mega Man?
Street Fighter Super Hyper Turbo Cyper Edition?
Thank you, Tricky, for proving my point. Dead Rising 3 or Dead Rising 2, the game that makes me hate myself for playing it, but you have to find every fucking thing in it?
Capcom said I don't know how to count.
Dead Rising 2 off the record, which was the same game, just a different character.
Yeah, different character. The first character.
Who wanted Frank West in that game bad enough to play to pay for it again anyway?
Moving on, yeah, E3 predictions.
No, it was only like $15.
You're still paying from... That's $15. You could buy the new Bioshock DLC.
All right, Dad, give us our question for next week for our listeners.
Man, did they call in or type in anything about this question?
No, but...
No,
to be fair, the show didn't go out until Thursday, so they didn't really have time. Goodness.
Okay, they still had enough time to hear it. And why is the show only going out Thursday?
Because Chicky was a busy man this week.
But I thought Donnie was editing the show.
Yes, but Tricky has to post it.
But all you gotta do is just press post.
So Tricky can't press one button?
You think it's one button?
Click send.
Anyway, give us a question for next week, guys.
Click,
so we go
click
into
upload. All right, what kept a good game from being perfect?
Is this just games in general, or is this one specific game?
No. Pick. I guess you can pick a series, I guess, but I would prefer you just pick a game that was like off the chain, did everything right, but this one thing that kept it from perfection. And yes, people, in my world, in video game world, I say there is perfection, unlike reality.
All right. So listeners, email, call, do everything. Donnie gets me the show early. I promise I'll get it out early enough this week so we can actually get people to call in and leave messages and tweets and stuff.
PG is looking for writers, podcasters, video game editors, video editors, and news reporters, and also people to hype up other people as being our enthusiastic hype man.
Just in, PG's making a video game.
Yeah, boy. Go to poopagamer.com, click on the tab at the top where it says Help Wanted. You know, fill out the information with the application, and Trick can get back with you. We also looking for sponsors. Who would that be? Amazon! That's right. You know, go to Amazon. Before you go to Amazon, go to poopagamer.com, click on the tab over there, and it'll help us out, come out with more shows, and help the website out. No money coming out of your pocket, just help us out. And listen to our other podcast, which is PG Spoilers. We're supposed to be getting one done Friday, but did it happen?
No, it did not.
What happened?
Okay. Nobody showed up.
Are you for real?
I forgot all about it, man. And I think I was knocked out anyway, because that's the time I
was. That was the infamous one, wasn't it?
No, it was the Black Flag.
Donnie, you didn't show up for Black Flag.
Yeah.
Did the infamous one go down, though?
The infamous one did not go down. Both are going to be rescheduled.
Epic fail, fans. Epic
fail.
I get sleep in on the weekend because I got to work midnight, overnight. So I forgot. But you can contact us. Go to Twitter, for our personal, contact us individually. We got me at Young Twist. We got Alice at Soundosaurus Rex. We got Tricky at Crababy. We got Tricky at Tricky Mick. And we got Yield at I Yield to No One. We also have the website with their own PG tag, which is at Proven Gamer. And we on Facebook too, Proven Gamer. We'll be on Facebook also. I keep forgetting about my whole grammar. We're on Facebook also, Proven Gamer, and Trophy Horse, or is it just Proven Gamer?
Just Proven Gamer.
Oh, Proven Gamer. Actually, I don't be on Facebook.
And hit that like button.
Hit the like button.
You love us.
Only losers hit like buttons. And which I'm a huge
real man hit the love button.
I'm a huge loser because I hit like buttons all throughout YouTube. And speaking of YouTube, you can also catch us some videos of Let's Play videos and other types of video game videos and me doing movie reviews whenever I put one out. Go to Official Proven Gamer on YouTube and check out some of that stuff. You can also listen to us on iTunes and Stitcher and on our very own website, provengamer.com. Check it out. I couldn't do that without saying that. That is housekeeping. Oh, snap. You can call us. Leave us a message about these questions, people. Email us. It's a tab on our webpage, provengamer.com. When you go there, a tab shoots out from the side saying, click it, click it, message me, message me.
What?
Click it, leave us a message.
What's the phone number, yeah. Donnie?
The phone number is 330-PROVEN9, 330-776-8369. And before we move on to shout-outs, also leave a message saying that I'm a better host than Tricky, I am way more enthusiastic than Tricky, and I'm just that much better of a host than Tricky.
Donnie, I want to give you some credit because that was the best housekeeping in a long time.
Thank you.
Oh, what?
My head.
Say
what? I didn't even practice. I just seen housekeeping there and said, you know what? I got to step up this time because Tricky hates sweeping.
I have to say, mine was pretty good. Donnie seemed to stumble a little bit.
I have to agree with Yield.
We all stumbled a little bit. Even Tricky, who reads
Donnie, it. You also forgot a couple things.
What did I forget, Tricky?
The email.
Okay. A couple means more than with the one you just named.
I was trying to cue you in to say the email.
The email would be, I'm a trophy whore.
My personal email.
Who's that? Oh, that's you, Tricky. My bad. The email is ProvenGamer.
TrophyWhores@ProvenGamer.com.
Man, my bad. See, I don't send messages that way, man.
I'm going to defend Donnie on this because we never give out that email in the housekeeping.
Yes, we do.
No, we do not.
I say send an email to TrophyWhores@ProvenGamer.com.
You are full of it.
You know, I heard
you know,
say that
Alex,
before.
If you actually listened to the show, you would hear me saying it.
Yeah, I heard him say that.
What did you say, Tricky? I wasn't listening.
Exactly my point.
Alex, like I said on Twitter, let's let him have this one.
I had the other one.
Let's move on to our shout outs. Tricky, let's get you over with. Go.
We'll give a shout out to you guys for showing up every week to host, and Donnie for being a royal pain in my ass sometimes. Alex for trolling me on the show, on Twitter, on the phone. Yield, you're cool with me.
Yay, I'm out of the doghouse!
That's it.
Time to send another spider picture.
And I want to give a shout out to my mother. Happy Mother's Day. And I want to give a shout out to the goddess for being a good stepmother.
Aww.
Awesome, awesome.
Awesome, awesome!
Shout out to all the moms for Mother's Day. And especially my mom, took her out to lunch, had a good time. Thank you for putting up with me for all these years, which is far more than these guys have done. But also, you know, to you guys, thank you for showing up every week and making this fun. You know, we have fun podcasting. It's all about fun. It can't all be serious.
If we got to tack on Tricky's name at the end of that, we can't always be serious. And then, at Tricky. Is that it?
That's it.
That's it. That's cool. Yield, how about you, my man?
I will give a shout out to RC Stash for filling in for me last week. Shout out. Well, he did fill in for me last week, so I got to give him a little props. I mean,
he filled the minority quota. All
right. I'm going
to
give it to
him. I got to give a shout out for you guys for letting me be on the show. And I give a shout out to my mom and all the other moms. Happy Mother's Day and all the baby mamas.
Nice Outcast reference.
Thank
there.
You. I wonder if anybody's going to get it. I had another one, but it left me.
Sweet. Awesome, awesome. Well, you know there's always DLC. That's why we have Station 3s and Beyond.
Beyond?
But Beyond.
Beyond!
I don't know about that, and I'm not getting sued with you guys.
You just said it, though.
No, I just said Beyond.
Beyond?
But I want to give a shout-out to me as a host, but actually starting it on time.
Yes, we got to give Donnie credit. He actually got us started on time this week.
Hey, I just started on time two weeks ago, but Tricky derailed it.
I did it on purpose, though.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. And I also want to give a shout-out to the listeners, because without you guys, I would still be a goofball, but I'm a goofball with purpose now.
He's a goofball with a podcast.
Yeah, I'm a goofball with responsibilities.
I thought he was going to say with enthusiasm. I really did. I really thought he was going to say with enthusiasm.
Thanks for tagging that on. Hashtagging that on. Thank you. Thank you for hashtagging that on. But and also I want to give a shout out to Lakira, the wifey, and my mom, which I call mom. And I'm going to give a shout out to Grammeezy, which is grandma. Happy Mama's Day. And thank you for letting me podcast, because I refuse to not.
He's turning it around and saying that to her directly right now.
That's right. I'm saying it to y'all. I refuse to not host this week on my turn because I have already written out the show. And I'm like, I am not about to let this go to waste.
But, oh, my God.
But
thank I am not letting this listening. Awesome news go to waste.
I'm not. Well, thank you guys for listening. That's going to bring us to the close, to the end of this show. Tune in next week if you want to, because Trick is doing the whole show. That's only if you want to. But I recommend you do so. Peace out.
Happy trophy hunting.
Later.
Happy Mother's Day.
Check it. You done made it to another one.
Replay.
Now download another one.
Continue your whoredom.
Or you can go and do a Tricky Man and
chop it.
However you do it. Just to forget the ray and leave a comment. And thanks again and listen to the show. Now it's time for me to go. Peace out to another episode.